What's going on, everyone? Sean Light here, and welcome to the Sean Light Podcast. Now, I wish I could sit here and tell you that building my business was easy, but unfortunately, it was not. I struggled for a long time trying to put these pieces together until one day I realized that the missing links were right in front of me this whole time. As a former performance coach for the Los Angeles Lakers, it was my job to make those guys the highest performing humans on the planet. And I quickly realized that the cutting edge sports science technology that we used in the NBA could be used to transform my business into an unstoppable force. That's what I want to teach you in this podcast. And welcome to the show. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Sean Light Podcast. I gotta say I'm a little proud of myself because I said yesterday that we were gonna start doing this every single day. And I haven't necessarily kept my word with some of the other plans and schedules that I have put forth in the past. So I'm pumped about this one because we're actually doing it, and I think we're onto something here. So this is also the second time we're also doing it again live on TikTok. I know we've said this a billion times already, but for those of you who are watching on TikTok, I just have to say this before we get going. I have to look straight above the screen here on TikTok because if you've ever gone live on TikTok, you know this. The screen, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's people joining. There's people leaving. The first time I ever did it, first time I ever went live on TikTok, I spiked. I got to like 300 people in my live like quick. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then it started like plummeting down, and it went all the way down to like 4. And then it really rattled me. And I was trying to record a live podcast at the exact same time. And it was just so brutal. Like I was like repeating myself. I was all domed up about what was going on. So for those of you who are watching on TikTok, and I'll say this from time to time. I may even say it every time. I don't know. But I'm going to look above the phone here, above the camera. But if you have questions as we go today, we're going to be talking about some growth stuff. We're going to be talking about some neurology, and we're going to be talking about focus and what that looks like inside of the brain. We're going to be talking about the neuroscience of focus here today. And so if you have questions, drop them in there. And when we're done, I'll look at the questions and I'll be happy to answer them for you. Okay. So what we're going to do is I want to tell you a little story here to open today's podcast. And it starts with my brother. My brother was a professional baseball pitcher. He was drafted in 2012 by the Boston Red Sox. As a Yankee fan, that was challenging. Okay. But he was drafted by the Red Sox. I finally came around, and my brother's on it. So I think that was a fair exception. I became a Red Sox fan, and he went through the process. Now his agent at the time, who was Scott Boras, world's best, most renowned baseball agent, he hooks him up. He had on staff, he had somebody who was a sports psychologist to help him increase his performance. You know, I think in baseball, especially as a pitcher, you know, you're standing on the mound. It's a team sport, but as the pitcher, it's really just you standing on the mound. So you know, you got to be locked in. You got to have your mind right. You got to be focused on everything. So part of this package for this agent, and I think a lot of agents do this, is they have a sports psychologist kind of on staff to walk you through it and really try to improve that. If you guys have ever watched the show Billions, they have a sports psychologist on staff there at Axe Cap or Michael Prince Capital. And the idea is to increase performance and do it. I mean, you can really do some cool stuff inside of the brain and unlock higher levels of performance. And that's really what this is all about. And that's what this sports psychologist was trying to do as well. So the first thing he had my brother do was sit down in a room, close his eyes, and he was just going to think about going through a bullpen session. For those of you who are not familiar with baseball, a bullpen session is literally just practice, right? So it's where they go into the bullpen and they like throw like a sim game or some sim batters, maybe throw 30 pitches. It's literally just practice. So my brother sits down, he closes his eyes, and he thinks about it. He pictures himself on the mound, pictures himself winding up, throwing to the glove. But before long, he starts getting distracted. His mind starts going all over the place. And this is when this is what I call having ping pong thoughts. And your mind goes to this thing, to that thing, to this thing, to that thing, to this thing, to that thing. And it moves all over the place. And for those of you who have meditated, a lot of like beginner meditators, this is like the common thing that they think about. It's like, I just can't clear my mind. I can't get there. My mind just doesn't work that way. I can't meditate. This is what I hear a lot from a lot of people. And the sports psychologist eventually told him, he said, look, if you can't focus for 10 minutes in a room by yourself, nobody watching, just in your own mind, how can you expect to focus in front of 40,000 people at Fenway Park against the Yankees with the American League pennant on the line, right? How can you expect that to be a reality? And simply put, like, you can't, right? And so as an entrepreneur and as businesses and people that are growing businesses, we know that focus is really a secret weapon for what we do. I actually just posted a TikTok earlier today about how every couple months I send myself to prison. And what I'm really doing is I just lock myself in this room here. It's my home office. And I eliminate all distractions. No computers, no phones, no iPads, nothing for about 5 days. And what's so stunning to me about that time is how much time there actually is throughout the day. And I just finished reading Nelson Mandela's book, Long Walk to Freedom, where he spent 27 years in prison. And even he talks about it in that book, how just how much time in prison there is to think. And when you experience that, when you experience like doing something and realizing that only 12 minutes have passed and there's so much day, like I'm trying to get to the end of the 5 days because it's tough, right? But when you experience that, you realize how much time is in the day. And then when you put two and two together, you realize how much time you're wasting, you know, not being focused on the things that really matter. I think it's really easy for entrepreneurs and people to understand that if I'm focused and I'm doing these things, it, like, my business will go forward. I will be more productive. I will get things done. I will be more efficient. I'll be able to serve at a higher level. I'll be able to earn at a higher level, right? Isn't that what we're after anyway? So focus is the secret weapon that we're after. And a lot of us, you know, when we sit down and we meditate, it's very hard to focus our mind, okay? So what we know now is that focus is really important. We know that focus, focused thought, focused attention is really important. If you read anything by Napoleon Hill, I mean, that guy is the author of Think and Grow Rich. I got it over here. We don't have to bring it out. But author of Think and Grow Rich, one of the greatest self-help authors, most notable self-development business gurus of all time. And he always talks about focused thought, focused attention. He calls the opposite, he calls them drifters, people who drift from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, right? And what I want you to know is what I think is a bit of a key here is we want to demystify that. I don't want to talk about affirmations. I don't want to talk about, you know, mushy self-help stuff. What I want to talk about is science and what that actually looks like. What does focus look like inside of the brain? And that's what I want to tell you here. So focus inside of the brain is simply just neural connections. If I teach you a random fact, I found this out today as I was writing my blog post on this. Did you know that the first person to ever be convicted of speeding in a car was going 8 miles an hour? A lot of you out there going right now, huh, what an interesting, useless piece of information that is. But now that you've known that, boom, you've made a new neural connection inside of your brain. There is literally a connection that has formed inside of your brain so that if you want, you can go back and you can retrieve that information at will at a later date when somebody brings up speeding. And then all of a sudden you remember, oh, do you want to hear something weird? I learned this on this podcast or this guy's TikTok live. So as soon as you do that, as soon as you learn something new, as soon as something happens, you create this new neural connection inside of your brain. Well, now, if you were a weirdo, and you got obsessed with this, right? And you were like, this is the greatest fact that has ever existed in the history of man. You write a book about it. You write blogs about it. You start a podcast about it. You start an Instagram channel about it. You start a TikTok channel about it. You're telling all your friends. You're telling all your family. You go on a national speaking tour talking about this incredibly weird, super interesting fact, right? You become obsessed with it. Well, the more you repeat that inside of your brain, there's a lining that goes around the neuron. It's a literal physical fatty sheath that lines the neuron. It's called myelin, okay? The more you repeat something, the more that you myelinate it. That's what it's called, okay? And when you myelinate something, it makes it more efficient. It makes the speed of the conduction, the speed of the neuron, the signal, it makes it go faster, right? And the reason that it does this is because it's efficient. It is realized that you're going to be doing this thing a lot and it wants to prioritize it as an important pathway in your life. When I play basketball, right, I catch the ball and I shoot the ball. I don't think about the moves because I've taken the shot a million times. And those neural pathways are myelinated, right? We'll call that muscle memory. And that's what we call it in sports. That's what we call it in the weight room. We call it muscle memory. We learn how to do that. But when I now develop the muscle memory, Now that is the path of least resistance inside of the brain. So whenever I come to a crossroads, my brain always wants to take the easy road. Okay. So it's going to take the path of least resistance. So when I sit down to do work and I know I need to be focused, but I have work on one side and no work on the other, which pathway is more myelinated? What's more efficient? What is the path of least resistance? Because that's where the body and the brain are going to want to travel down that path. So when we understand that it's a connection, then we want to look at what's the problem? What are we trying to get rid of? And in today's world, what we're trying to get rid of are the unnecessary neural connections. If I scroll through TikTok, so for everybody who's watching here on TikTok right now, if you look down, you can see how many people are just constantly joining this thing. Somebody joins. And think about what's actually happening there. So somebody who scrolls, they're scrolling through their live feed or just their feed in general, they come across this live video, okay? They see me, they take 3 seconds, if that, to, you know, see if I'm going to be interesting to them. Most people will not find it interesting, so they'll continue to scroll on by, and then they'll get the next person, and then the next person, and then the next person. And every new person, they see this thing, a connection is made, and then they go to the next person. So what's happening here is you're literally conditioning yourself to have a lower attention span, less focus, and you're creating all of these little inefficient connections inside of your brain. So when it comes time to do something important, you have all of these unmyelinated, inefficient, irrelevant connections that exist inside of the brain that are literally sabotaging you from within, sabotaging your focus, sabotaging your energy, sabotaging your productivity. You want to talk about energy, each one of these focuses requires just a little ounce of energy to think about it, to resonate with it, to have some emotion about it, to put it into your body. There's energy that goes into all this too. So it's also robbing you of your energy, right? So what's happening now, if you're having trouble focusing, you just have all of these inefficient connections inside of the brain. And the ones that are most myelinated are likely just stupid. You know, sometimes I'll just randomly start thinking about West Virginia's football team and how crappy they've been for the last few years. It's because I love them. And I've been thinking about them since I was in second grade. And it's a really myelinated pathway for me in my brain is to think about the Mountaineers. It's just who I am, right? So if it's just connections, if it's just about myelinating and repeating it, what we want to do now, and I want you to really think about this, what we want to do now is we want to choose the connections that serve us. We want to choose the connections that meet our goals, that drive our business, that produce more revenue. Right. So maybe you'll say, I want to make $100,000 this year. Maybe you say, I want to make $1 million this year. Maybe you say, I want to get 10 new clients. I want to get 10 new leads. Okay. Whatever that is, we select the thing that we want. And then what we do is, for lack of a better word, is we get obsessed with it and we think about it. We write a blog post about it. We tell people about it. Hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm consuming more information about this. I read books about it. I watch videos about it. I watch crazy people on TikTok lives and I go to their podcasts and I listen to more stuff about it because I'm trying to really myelinate that pathway so it becomes the thing that I focus about. In times of boredom, what do you think about? That will be your most myelinated pathway. And in times of boredom, we want to curate, we want to decide, we want to be intentional about what it is that we're thinking about and what we're focusing on, because where focus goes, energy flows. That's what this game is really about. We know focus is a major player in productivity, in results, but we never really understood the science of it. And now we have the ability to do that. So you pick the connection that you want to focus on. You start repeating, you start consuming more content about it. You start really myelinating that pathway. And then what happens is, and this is where it gets awesome, there's a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. That is called the reticular activating system, the RAS. And what that does is it takes all of the information, all of the input that you're getting at any second throughout the day, and it filters it and only brings to your conscious awareness the stuff that's most important. Have you ever bought a car and suddenly realized that that car is everywhere? You now see it everywhere you look. It's because the RAS is saying, oh, I know this thing. This is important to me. Let me become aware of this. Same thing happens when you buy a shirt. The RAS is prioritizing the things that are most important to you in your world. But if the thing that is most important to you in the world is your goal, is the thing that you're going after, is that one connection that you're trying to focus on, your RAS is going to turn on. Your RAS is going to start searching your environment for the input that solves that problem. So now when you're out at the coffee shop, all of a sudden you hear this guy behind you talking about sales strategies, or you hear this guy behind you talking about investment strategies, and your RAS is literally trying to solve that problem for you subconsciously, automatically throughout your day. So what I really want to do with everything that we do here at Weight Room Wealth is we're really trying to demystify this self-help world and these cliches that have existed for centuries. And I want to show you the science behind that. So what we do is we teach people the science of neurology, focus, and productivity. We teach them the science of energy. We teach them the science of, like, chemically, what happens inside of the brain to make you want to go to work every day, that makes you bursting with energy, surging with motivation to sit down at your computer and do that work every single day. You don't have to grit your teeth. In fact, it's not, we have the science to prove to you that that is an inefficient and unsustainable pathway, because they're like, mental toughness actually has things in the brain that it uses. And when it runs out, you have nothing left. So there's all that stuff in there. And we really want to encourage you guys to head over to weightroomwealth.com and learn more about it. We have a couple free, a bunch of free stuff up there for you guys to check out. And that's what this game is all about. So I'm going to scroll through here on TikTok. Absolutely zero questions, absolutely zero people in here right now. Thanks so much for watching. I'm going to end the TikTok, and then I'm going to, let's do that now. Okay. So for those of you, listening on the podcast, so just so you get a sense, I'm doing this every single day. And at the end of this podcast, we had 532 total viewers, which is solid. It says I've got more views than 96% of the hosts with similar following, which is about 5,000 now. That's interesting. Okay. I had somebody listen for 7 minutes. That's a pretty good deal. Didn't follow me though. Bullshit. Anyway, so that's what's going on in the TikTok world. Just finished live. We're going to keep going. Gotta keep going. All right. Thanks so much for listening to the Sean Light Podcast. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the next episode of the Sean Light Podcast. Have a good day, everybody. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Sean Light Podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to dive deeper into the Weight Room Wealth system, I've put together a free course for you that you can register for at weightroomwealth.com/podcast. That's weightroomwealth.com/podcast. And if you're looking for some free goodwill, I would be very grateful if you could drop me a rating and a review for this show. These go a long way in helping us reach more people and get more impactful guests on the show. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.